Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Zoe Palmer from Smart Approved Watermark, and we are going to discuss one of the most important resource, but one of the resources that many of us take for granted, water. Good day, Zoe.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time.
So,
water, it's one of the most important resources, especially now during the coronavirus pandemic. And it's one of the resources that a lot of us take for granted as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've recently done some research that looks into what people know about water, whether they care about it, and how they use it, young and old. Just as you said, we need clean water to survive, and even more so in the times of coronavirus. But the results that we've found, that's why they're even more true than we expected. I can share a couple of facts. 42% of Aussies, only 42% of Aussies, think tap water is precious. Only 65% of Aussies know where water even comes from, yet 69% of people say they would freak out if their taps stopped working. So ultimately, our research has evidence that Aussies don't really think about the water they use and that they're absolutely on autopilot when using it. It's interesting that they don't really understand about water. It's like loving milk and not knowing what a cow is.
And I remember I was living in Australia already when there were strict water restrictions implemented and everyone had to curb their water use. And that was the last time that I could think that people were really, really thinking about how much water they use and where they use it for, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's interesting that restrictions are a really interesting time. And depending on what the restrictions are, it can really change how you use your water outside. But obviously, a lot of your water use is inside the home, and a lot of that is subconsciously used and not curbed as much. So we're all about helping people understand how they can make and use water more efficiently in the house and how they can make small changes to conserve that water.
And water, we think, is an endless resource, but it's not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It most certainly isn't. There's actually a very low understanding of water literacy across the nation. How it gets to your house, where it leaves, when you flush it, awareness of restrictions and water catchments. It's worrying, in fact, that Australia's water literacy is so low, since we know that higher water literate people have a higher value of water, they consider it precious and consequently use it more wisely. Water literacy even is declining with each of our younger generations.
And where I come from in the Philippines, there was a time when there was water, not water restrictions, but water was rationed, where you would have water from your tap at a certain time of day and they would switch it off to give it to another area or locality or council. And that really made people conscious of how they used water. Like the water that they used to flush the toilets were water that was used for washing their hands or washing their hair. The experience will really teach you a lot in conservation, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. It's a perspective. In fact, interestingly, as part of this research, we actually asked 8 different people across New South Wales as the ethnographic part of this research to not use water, aside from for drinking and for flushing, not to use water for an evening. And it did exactly that. It sounds very similar to your experience, where they realised only then when they couldn't use it, they couldn't touch those taps, they couldn't put the shower on, they couldn't rinse things down, how much they actually used it without thinking. And it's that experience that certainly in our younger generations, those guys who've not had experience of short restrictions, they weren't part, for instance, of the millennium drought, which was the last time when we really talked about it. Without that first-hand experience, they have taken water for granted, and they, you know, use it whenever they can, wherever they can, just assume it's always going to be there.
Yes, and in your study, it says that 53% of the baby boomers have been affected by water shortage, and only 24% of Generation Z have been affected. So does that also reflect on people's attitude and usage of water, towards water?
Absolutely. They will identify that water literacy has, for the is definitely down to the amount of education they've got and the first-hand experience of water shortages. One of the key things that we've found is that back in the day, people used to talk a lot more about water and water efficiency in their households, used to talk to their kids more, and that conversation is happening less and less. So you can see that our younger generations have had less influence in their behaviours on saving water, and you know, versus our baby boomers. Our baby boomers, those sort of 55 plus age group, they have, so baby boomers or the older group used to talk more to their they would have been spoken to about water and water efficient behaviours. They would have spoken to their children about it, but gradually as generations have progressed, that conversation's happened less and less. So by the time we've got to our Generation Z, those guys have only got probably about 14% of high water literacy versus 65% of the baby boomers, because that education and that first-hand experience has not continued down the generations.
I remember every time my son would have a long hot shower, my husband would say, think about the farmers, all the water you're wasting. Without
Absolutely.
The water, you wouldn't have milk or meat on your table or even your vegetables.
Exactly right. And those people that get very fretful when they can hear someone washing their teeth and just leaving the tap running while they're scrubbing. I know a lot of people myself, good friends, who've said, oh, you know, that worries me every time I hear it. It's that waste. With older generations as well, waste is a really big thing. With our younger generations, less so. You know, older Aussies are very concerned about waste in all ways. The younger generations, less so that we can see from this research at least.
And I know for a fact that a lot of people still remain conscious of their water usage. And a little goes a long way, doesn't it? Like the half flush or not washing your clothes until it's full.
Absolutely. All of the small things really do add up in the house. There's a lot to say for trying to just reduce the amount of unnecessary touches to those taps. So making sure that the washing machine is always on a full load and not just popping it on for a couple of special garments. Making sure your dishwasher is fully loaded and that you've scrape plates rather than rinse them. Use half a half a sink and just had water there for various kitchen cleaning things, like is permanently putting the tap on to wash vegetables or to wash plates or to rinse a cloth to wipe down a surface. Keep that water in your sink. I mean, obviously in these times of coronavirus, you probably have another sink where you wash your hands, but there's no need to have the tap running while you're soaping up your hands. You just minimise that amount of actual running water time and that you need to use.
Especially now that when we hear that people would always say, you always have to wash your hands, but you forget to say you have to use your water wisely.
That's it. That's it. And a lot of people are worried that they are going to be using more water as a result of the coronavirus. And obviously, many people should have been washing their hands anyway. I mean, washing hands is a natural hygiene thing that we should be doing. It's all of the other tap water using that we've been doing and that unnecessary tap water, which is where you can make some of these savings. Those are the things where you need to be mindful. Water has been a key element to pretty much everything at the beginning of 2020, whether that's fighting bushfires, flooding towns, you name it. Water's been there as part of all of these things. But yeah, we forget how precious it is to us, particularly fresh drinking water in times of, you know, World Water Day tomorrow. We'll focus all about that. It's really key that we really value this precious resource and think about it whenever we're using it, whether that's washing our hands because of the virus or in the house or putting on a load of washing.
And as more experienced people here on Earth, I think we also have a responsibility to have that conversation with the younger generation.
Absolutely, we certainly do. And there are also tools like our Blue House on smartwatermark.org that you can go into and have a good look in each of our little interactive rooms that give you a much water, typical activities using and where you can use water more efficiently, and also products and services that are available to you that are more water efficient that you potentially can implement into your house. So all advice and information and any question that you could have about water efficiency could be answered at smartwatermark.org.
Thank you very much, Zoe, for your time from Smart Approved Watermark.
Thank you for having me.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.